Democrat staffer famous for snitching on House colleagues over coronavirus policy joins Harris Waltz campaign. By Hannah Knudsen on August 12, 2024. A Democrat staffer famous for snitching on House colleagues over coronavirus policies is proudly joining the Harris Waltz campaign. Aaron Frichner, who served as a staffer for Representative Don Baer, DBA, made the personal announcement on Monday. Personal news: Kamala Harris loves to say when we fight, we win. Excited as hell to get into the fight today. Joining the amazing Harris Waltz team working on Virginia comms with Kamala Forva to help elect Kamala Harris and Tim Waltz, he announced, adding, "Let's do this." Notably, Frichner made headlines in 2021 for effectively acting as a snitch against his own colleagues, who were defying the draconian orders made by then-Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA. As Breitbart News detailed at the time, Pelosi actually ordered Capitol Police to arrest staff or visitors who did not adhere to her mask mandates. Offending members were to be reported to the House Sergeant at Arms office. In a Capitol Police bulletin, she specified all USCP personnel must wear a mask at all times when in interior spaces throughout the Capitol grounds. Additionally, she directed officers who work on the House side of the Capitol to enforce the policy on staff and visitors. However, it noted that applies to members. Any of the defiers should not be arrested but reported to the House Sergeant at Arms office to be dealt with. The order states visitors and staff who refuse to comply with her orders after being warned once, and refuses comply or leave the premises after being asked to do so would be subject to an arrest for unlawful entry. Some members of Congress were fed up and allowed their staff to defy her rules, foregoing masks. However, some staffers went a step further and popped out beverages, inflated a rubber duck, possibly smoked cigars, and played their pong with water, wearing no masks. It was Frichner who stepped up as the grade A snitch. A group of unmasked Republican staffers are playing beer pong, but with cups of water, in the halls of Rayburn House office building, he said, putting freedom in quotation marks as he continued his diatribe. Presumably, their need to demonstrate the exercise of freedoms is stronger than their sense of responsibility to justify taxpayer-funded salaries, he continued, posting pictures. Hard to show the full scope because it's a tight space and there are a bunch of people. But it's about 100 staff crammed together in a narrow hallway on second floor of Rayburn, almost all unmasked. They're playing water pong, they have cornhole, I even smelled a cigar, he added. He was widely mocked on social media for acting as an irritating, holier-than-thou hall monitor. It should be noted that it is widely accepted now that cloth and drugstore masks are relatively useless at stopping the transmission of the coronavirus. Flashback: Kamala Harris dodges debate question on lockdowns, mask mandates.